Hello again, and welcome to the April 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. As always, this is your discussionist host, Marv Pikla. And before we introduce this month's topic, I want to thank each and every person that takes a few minutes each month to listen to these messages and to share, hopefully with others, some of the learning moments that happen, you know, around leadership, around communication and professional development, and of course, innovation, or maybe even sometimes a combination of all of them together. Plus, I got to say that it's helpful to get any form of feedback, email, text, phone, no matter, just knowing that whatever message caught your interest and maybe helped even a little makes it worth every minute of this preparation. This month, I just have to almost say that I need to go back and return to my roots and talk about innovation and the entrepreneurship mindset that has to go with it, okay? Innovation and entrepreneurship, they just go together. But more specifically, I'm going to offer a discussion of elements contained in an Inspiring Innovations Entrepreneurship and Innovation Challenge chart that I had drafted a bunch of years ago. But you know what? The items, the challenges I included in the chart, they're almost timeless. And they force you to take into account a number of impactors that will need, you know, appropriate attention every time, any time that you go down the innovation creativity road. So, yeah, I have the advantage of having a real live chart in front of me as a visual aid. You don't have that. So everybody listening, just have to think about and maybe draft your own vision of what I'm trying to point out, a mental picture as we go through this podcast. First, at the very center of the chart is a very special circle, kind of all by itself, and it simply says, what do I want? What do I want? Always at the center of every entrepreneurship and innovation challenge is that challenge, yeah, of what do I want? What do I really want to do? And I guess throughout my career, the answer to this question, no matter whether it's a business or an agency, it didn't matter. It was always the hardest to narrow it down. And I'll give you an example. Let me tell you a quick story about helping a local manufacturer who was having trouble with his workforce. You know, and I goes in and I said, you know, what do you want, man? What can we help you with? And he says, well, I want quicker, smarter, faster employees. And I said, okay, sir, but what do you want, though? He says, I want them to understand their work better so they're quicker. You know what I'm saying? And that they're smarter, and that means that I'm going to have better quality, right? Don't you understand? I said, yeah, but what do you want? What can we do for you, sir? And it seemed like I had to ask him that question another 50 times. And yeah, that's probably over-exaggeration, but it took quite a while. But in the end, the bottom line, he finally said, I think if they all knew a little more about operating their computers together, that we would all be a little quicker and smarter. And guess what? We did the training for them, and it worked. And so we found that what do you want answer. Next on the challenge chart, okay, I hope you're getting these visuals down. There's a space around the what do I want circle that's labeled zone of professional discomfort. Zone of professional discomfort. And this space is wide open. And why? Because anytime change happens, no matter the group, the team, whatever, professional discomfort happens in some way. It's natural. It's a human phenomenon. So the chart is left wide open, you know, because it has to think about arguments that might happen, personnel changes, cost overruns, production delays. It's wide open. The zone of professional discomfort is wide open. But almost always, there's a standard, it is a standard reaction to innovation. Okay, so we've got the little circle that says, what do I want? Then I got a bigger circle around it that says zone of discomfort. But the last and biggest and widest circle on the challenge chart is labeled impactors. Think about it. What type of impactors do we need or expect when we take progressive steps toward entrepreneurship and innovation? There's several on there, and I'm just going to take a minute or two, even though I'm already over my time, and talk to you about them. The first one is, do you know the product and service need? Is there somebody already doing what you're thinking of doing? You got to be careful of that. Another is the failure or the fear of failure. Man, you're not going to maybe get it perfect or right the first time, and you just got to know that it's okay to mess up because it'll make you smarter and better the next time. Time is an impactor. How much time do you have to try and get this going, right? Rules and regulations. There's always a law or what some kind of requirement, you know, that happens that you need to make sure you have, get, consider before moving on. Then who are you going to partner with, man? Partners are always important. Nobody goes it alone. Of course, today, more than ever before, technology. Can it help you or might it hurt you? You got to decide whether that in-person product and service you're thinking of has to be done this way or can it be done technologically? Think about it. Of course, money. Everybody knows that money moves stuff and you got to have it to do something sometimes. So make sure you give that all the attention it needs. Another impactor are owners and governing boards and councils. Who will you answer to? Are you the top person? Or is there going to be a group of stakeholders or board members that also have to play a role? Of course, staff, if it's a project and service that goes beyond just you, you got to make sure you find the right people with the right attitude and the right mix of professional to make it work. Media. You don't think of it right away, but you need to. When you're thinking about innovation and creativity and entrepreneurship, knowing what kind of media connections and attention you might need to help you is there, and you got to make great use of it. And the last piece under impactors is evaluations and measuring sticks. You got to be, you know, in line enough to go ahead and measure yourself and not be afraid of what you might find. Did you lose money? Did you gain money? Do you have a lot of followers or not as many as you thought? Did you over-project, under-project? You know, those kinds of measurements tell you how you're doing every time you go down the entrepreneurship path. Well, as you can guess, my time is long gone. But in closing, this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast, here are just a few last-minute points I want you to ponder and I want you to remember. The first one, perfection is not the goal sometimes in this area. Improvement is and can be. Number two, professional discomfort, it's just growing pains. And if you don't grow, you die, right? That's what it's all about. And innovation can be a one-time thing, but it should be almost an invitation to be innovative every day, all the time. Entrepreneurship, too, is a full-time philosophy. And you can use it as an operating system. Use it. It'll keep you fresh and, in a special way, keep you young. And last, you can be different. It's okay if you want to be different. You just have to make up that choice. All right? Thank you so much for listening this month. This is obviously one of my favorite topics to toss out to you. I hope any part of this message on innovation and entrepreneurship helps you at work or at home. It means a lot to me. And yes, we'll talk more in May.